was the first king of Israel, and God really didn't want them to have. Y'all know the story. I'm just giving you a little a primer. God really did not want Israel to have a king. God wanted them to depend solely on him for guidance and provision and what have you. But they wanted to be like all the other kingdoms around them because they had kings. The same thing we do. You know, God wants us to do something, but we want to be like the folks that don't even have our God. And it always costs you. It starts many times. Rebellion starts when you're young. And I've seen it countless times. You know, we have babies. Oh, the babies are so good. They're nice. Then they get around 13, sometimes 12. And then something kick in, usually right around puberty. Because now they want to be like everybody else. They like Israel. They want to be like everybody else. And so, you know, everybody else got, stay up and do all of this stuff. Why can't I do it? You know, why do we have to pray every day? Why do we have to do X, Y, just all kind of stuff. And then they'll rebel. And then, they'll get to a point where they're 15 and 16 or what have you, somewhere around that age. And now they want a date. And you'll be trying to school them about who, you know, the rules and the regulations and what to look for and what not to look for. And I don't want to hear that because all my friends got boyfriends and girlfriends. I want to be like Israel. And it always costs you. And you get hooked up with no experience. The next thing you know, you rebel and you rebel. And then your parents all of a sudden become enemies, the same parents that you could not, I mean, you was following them around the house. They couldn't get a break. You in the, you know, in the room at night. They couldn't, you know, everywhere they turned, you was there. But you decide that I want to follow the gods of somebody else. And that rebellion, no matter who you are, will always cost you. And I've seen it happen in the church. I've seen it happen in this church. People do supposed to be doing stuff, and they will not do it the way that it's supposed to be done. And it's rebellion. And Saul didn't do what God told him to do. They went out and dealt with some enemies, and God told them, get rid of everybody. See, under this old covenant, God was, boy, you better be glad you're born now. God, you know, the instruction was don't bring nothing back, no spoil. Dogs, goldfish, children, everybody dying. Yeah. Amen. And they come back with stuff. They come back with stuff. And then they want to sacrifice to, you know. Well, God told them, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. In other words, to obey, it's better to obey God than to try to sacrifice to get back right with God. It's better to obey and stay in fellowship with your parents and the church than to go out there and let this world wear you out. And then, you know, try to make a sacrifice to come back. Well, you really don't have to make a sacrifice. You know, it's all about repentance. And many of us been in those shoes. A lot of adults in here did exactly what I said, rebelled against parents and want to hear nothing. I've got to be like my friends. Got to be like the world. And it costs you. And if we did a show of hands now, we'll realize almost all of us in here would raise our hand because it costs us so much. That's why these parents talk to you so hard. They don't want you to go through the same stuff. But you decide that, well, I don't believe this fire hot. Let me stick my face in it. And so you got to get your face burned off. And then, you know, you say, well, you know, Big Mama then was right. That fire hot. You didn't have to do that. Learn from other people's mistakes. Amen. This rebellion is a serious thing. So where do I want to start? So Saul came to Samuel. And I keep moving. Let's go to verse 13. First Samuel. Ooh. Almost need to read this whole chapter. Yeah, go to verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken." What does hearken mean? Listen with the intent to do. Don't just listen to what I'm saying, but you listen with the intention to do what is being said. Amen. So he said, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts. This is the prophet. I remember that which the Amalekite did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite the Amalekite and utterly destroy all, everybody says all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man, woman, infant, sucklings, ox, sheep, camel, and donkeys. So I don't even like, I'm trying so hard not to start back cussing. So even when I be, when I see that, I just say what the other name is. Boy, I want that cussing thing to get back on me, boy. I have to be so careful. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them and telling them 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came up to the city of Amalekek and laid wait in the valley. They in the valley waiting. And Saul said unto the Kenites, "Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites." In other words, boys, y'all get out of here. It's about to get rough. Amen. "Lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites." Look at somebody and say, that was a smart thing to do. And verse 7, "And Saul smote the Amalekite from Havilah until thou comest to Shur," that is over against Egypt. "And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best sheep and the best of the oxen, and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and they destroyed utterly." What did God tell them? Everything. What is everything? Everything. Mm. Verse 10. And then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king." You know what he said? I'm sorry. He said that about man one time. He said, "I'm sorry that I ever, made him king." Goodness. You ever don't want to get into your life where God's sorry that you was born. Goodness. In other words, that's what rebellion will do. That's how you get your life out of order. You know it's out of order. God give us direct orders, and you decide you're not going to do it. You ain't going to receive from Pastor Claude, Bishop Claude, or Apostle Claude. You ain't going to receive nothing. You just say, "I'm grown." Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Keep on with your grown self. Yeah. Saul was grown too. Yeah. And then it says, and he said, and it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. In other words, he realized, I done messed up. I done messed up. oh, goodness. 11, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for it turned back, and he turned back from following me. He has not performed my commandments. He hasn't done what I told him to do. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. Verse 12, and when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place, and he is gone and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then the bleating of these sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of these oxen? In other words, he's saying, I done did what God told me to do. And the prophet said, well, what, don't I hear some sheep? Glory to God. Glory to God. And Saul said, they, here you go. They, who the king? It shouldn't have been no day. You know, that's how we are, saints of God. We mess up and we point fingers at everywhere but the mirror. It's your fault you're in the mess you're in. He said, well, I'm a good person, you know. He just treated me bad. But didn't your mama tell you to leave him alone? Before you had one baby, she told you, your grandmama told you. The fact that you're a good person don't mean nothing. You did not listen to godly counsel. That's why you're in the mess that you're in. In other words, you had to be like everybody else. Rebellion. It cost you. It done cost all of us. Y'all can sit here and look funny at me if you want. You know it done cost you. And Samuel said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep. He's trying to dress this thing up. And the auction, the sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest have we utterly destroyed. And then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said, say on. And Samuel said, when thou was little in thy sight, was not thou made head of the tribe of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel, and the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekite. See, there was, why? He said, well, why God did it to these people? Well, he's just telling you why. They were sinners, and sinners will contaminate you. Woo! Right. Amen. You hang around. That's why Christians always get messed up. That's why our girls, we raise some of the best girls in town, and they get hooked up with the wrong guys, and because they're sinners, they get contaminated and mess their life up. Same thing with the young men, hooking up with the wrong girls. Sin contaminates you. Boy, there's some folks mad in here. I was looking at them. Amen. This truth will set you free. Amen. To set you free, because I'm not preaching because I'm perfect. I'm telling you, I have messed up just like y'all, but I recognize that I messed up and did something about it. Now what you gonna do about it? Amen. You don't have to go through the same mess that me and many other folks have gone through if you do it God's way. Amen. Now you keep doing it your way. And as I said earlier, you know, 10 years from now, you'll still be in the same mess that you're in today. It's what you need to hear. You know, nobody got time to be hooping up here and just making you happy, and you're going home and just sinning like you ain't been to church. Verse 19. That's where I left off, right? Wherefore did thou not obey In other words, he said, why did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but did fly upon the spoil and did even in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord hath sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. You, man, see what? He done fooled his own self. See, that's what happens. When you get in sin, you fool your own self. Amen. That what you're doing is all right. Amen. Amen. Everybody in here have been deceived. Fool your own self that what we are doing is all right. When we know when we first got in it, we know that it was wrong. See, because you stay in sin long enough, it becomes right to you. And then you will defend it with your last breath that it is okay to do what I'm doing. Because I'm grown. Because I'm grown. That's our Trump card. I'm grown, Reb, I'm grown. Okay, grown. Amen. We got to get this thing right. Not to condemn, it's to inform. So if you need to do some repentance, you just straighten it out. Nobody trying to throw no rocks. We got to get this thing straight, because we cannot rebel against God and be blessed at God at the same time. It will not work for you. Didn't work for Saul. It ain't going to work for you. Right. You better understand that. The Word of God says the Old Testament is set is an example for us. Yes. Learn from these folks' mistakes. Yes. Don't go through the same thing they went through. It cost them their lives. But the people, here you go again. But the people took the spoil, the sheep and the oxen and the sheep, of things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? He said, hey, I would rather you, in other words, he's saying, God would rather you obey him rather than do all this sacrificing. Amen. Amen. Just obey. Do the right thing. 23. Then he says, highlight this if you got a highlighter. Yep. Got a pen, underline this if you got your own Bible. For rebellion is as or just like the sin of witchcraft. Goodness. Y'all heard what I said? Rebellion. When we're not doing what we're supposed to do, everybody that's in health, that know what you're supposed to do, and you won't do it because you don't want to do it that way. You don't like who told you to do it. God said that's just like witchcraft. It's just as the sin of witchcraft. My goodness, saints of God. It is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He has also, this is a sad day for Saul. He said, I have also rejected you from being king. And then he had a V8 moment. It finally hit him. I'll stop here because I know some of y'all got nervous. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. Yes, you have, brother. For I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Our kids sin because they fear not having friends over doing the right thing. You make mistakes because you fear of not fitting in with your work group. Or your family group. You know, family ain't right. You sticking with family. I don't care. I don't know about y'all. I ain't going to hell with my family. I will not be in no Williams hell section family section in hell. I feel God. Anybody with the last name Williams want to rebel and go to hell? You know, I'm going to do everything with my last breath to keep you out. But if you want to go, I am not joining you. Look at somebody and say, ain't nobody that tight. Goodness. Amen. Boy, that's a sermon by itself there. We could benedict and go on home. Amen. But watch out for this rebellion. Amen. You got to be careful with rebellion. It'll mess you up, saint to God. See, that's it's the little things we get caught up in, and unless and that's what the word of God says, how will they know unless they have a teacher? Unless somebody come and preach. You wouldn't know. We need to have the truth taught to us and not just get sugar-coated every Sunday, emotionalized. We need to know the truth because that is the only thing that's going to set us free.
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get back to the Holy Ghost. We'll do that a little bit. Man, oh man, this thing got so big on my heart this morning. I said, man. Can I fit this in? Yeah, I'm going to fit it in. Need to know it. We all do. That's for all of us. That's for your regular job, too. It ain't not just victory job. That's for your regular. Are you rebelling at the job? They ain't doing it how you want to do it. New regime done came in. They done changed. So I'm a rebel. Oh, well, you know, us did it this way. No, you rebelling. Amen. All been guilty. You know, we get caught up in our little comfort zone. You better, you know, what did that sign say before? It's probably say the same thing. It says that change is impossible with, no, what did it say? Change is impossible without, progress. What did this? Did anybody read the sign? Philip, you in the back?
Progress is impossible without change.
Yeah, it's impossible to be to progress without change, and change hurts sometimes. The reason that it hurt because we are comfort zone creatures. Humans are.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's not always going to be comfortable. Things are going to change. Amen. You have to be ready for that. Glory to God. See, when you got saved, there was some change going on. Your flesh wasn't that happy about being saved. Your flesh ain't happy about many people in here today. Your flesh ain't happy about what you just heard.
Amen.
Because you know you've been rebelling. And some people say, well, I'm still going to rebel. I don't care what you say. That's sure enough witchcraft. Amen. It'll get you, you get just that deep in it. See, I got my right to do it. Yeah, you got a right to do it. And God will respect that right, too. And I will, too. Amen. Let's talk about tongues. Look at your neighbor and say, boy, I'm glad he got off that. Now, remember the Holy Spirit will guide us what? And guide us in all things. We got a good helper. Really, we do. Amen. Jesus, remember John 16, Jesus said that it was far better for him to go back to the Father so that the Comforter will be here, you know, to guide us, to teach us, to lead us, to educate us, and on and on and on and on. He's our helper. And so I'm so glad about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, saint to God, is so very important in your life. The way you get the Holy Ghost is that, first of all, you got to be saved.
Amen.
It's just like when you go to college or even in high school, there are prerequisites for certain classes. In other words, you got to have this class before you can get in this class. There's a prerequisite to get the Holy Ghost. You cannot, the world, and we'll talk about that in a moment, the world cannot get receive the Holy Ghost. Now, don't be deceived by movies because you can act like somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. They do it in movies all the time. You know, act like they're speaking in tongues, act like they're dancing in the Holy Ghost. You can mimic that. Amen. But, you know, a parrot can mimic words, but he don't believe anything he's saying. He just mimicking words. And so don't be like a parrot, just, you know, just mimicking something. You know, we want to have full understanding. That's why Paul was praying for us in that first chapter of Ephesians, that wrote that great book at Ephesus that talks about what we already have as Christians. And he said that, you know, Father, I'm praying that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. You know, in other words, they can start seeing clear. One of the main reasons we're messing up, we're not seeing clear. Our eyes, you like that eye that had the cataract, wasn't even seeing clear. Amen. It got bad over time. Matter of fact, I started seeing, you know, I was in the bathroom and I started noticing stuff in the tile. I said, what? some stuff in the tile I just started to see. It was there. That tile, we remodeled that bathroom 5 years ago. That stuff been in there 5 years.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So there's some stuff that's already, it's just like your blessing. Your blessing is already there.
Yes.
Glory to God. When I got that cataract removed, that was a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Your blessings are already here. You got to get the cataracts,
woo,
glory to God, off your mind. Glory to God. So you can think clearer. Amen. And you need to have a pastor, somebody, teacher, apostle, whoever, that's going to tell you the truth and instruct us how to get there, to get the cataracts off, so you can get the blessings of God. Because today we should not be sick all the time, and we should not be broke all the time.
Amen.
Amen. It's something that we're not doing right. And then we got to admit that something we ain't doing right, and then ask God to show you how to get out this mess. Amen. Glory to God. How do I get out of this mess? And the answer, my friend, ain't blowing in the wind. It's in the book. Glory to God. It's in the book. The answer is in the book. Glory to God. We got to get to the point where, you know, golly, I mean, just blessed in the city, the country. I mean, wherever we at, blessed. Goodness and mercy following you. But I look back and say, who that be with you? That's goodness and mercy. That's goodness and mercy. Glory to God. That's goodness and mercy. Just follow me. Everywhere I go, goodness and mercy. Glory to God. Every time I see you, you got, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 in your pocket. Amen. Ought to have that in your pocket at all time. Amen. But you can be broke so long you be used to being broke. It's people, if we had a trip, just say, if I said today, you know, we going on an Alaskan cruise next year. We flying into Seattle, nonstop out of Tampa, and then we're going to cruise right on up to Alaska, do some excursions, you know, see the glaciers and all that stuff. Somebody right now will already say, I ain't going to be able to go. I guarantee you, somebody will say, I ain't going to be. In other words, 1 year from now, you already know, you done prophesied that I'm going to be broke.
Hallelujah.
A year from now. I ain't even trying. In other words, I'm throwing the towel in. Glory to God. I ain't going to be able to go. Goodness. See, when something happens long enough, it becomes part of you. You can stay sick or infirm long enough and you will accept it. You say, oh, you know, ain't nothing wrong with limping a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with a little knee hurting every now and then. Ain't nothing wrong with my pressure going up. I just take me a little pill. You know, I'm going to eat these ribs. Now I'm going to take me two more pills. So you get used to it. You get used to it. That's like a bad relationship. You get used to somebody knocking you upside the head. You say, well, you know, I get whooped whether I need it or not. You get used to it. You say, that's just the way it is. Police, call the police, you jumping on the police. Why? You done got used to it. Don't get used to lack. Amen. Your health bad and being broke. Fight that, thanks to God. Fight it. Don't get used to that. Don't get used to living less than God's best in your life. You can have it, man. You know what? Because we as a people, we are survivors. Most of us didn't grow up with nothing. We know how to survive with not enough. I told y'all last time, you know, I used to eat marinade sandwiches. Wasn't no meat. Wish I had some bologna. Now, it was going to be some meat when my mama got home, but wasn't no meat when I got home from school. But it was some bread. Wonder bread. Y'all know that white bread. Lathered up with that mayonnaise, and boy, I imagine I had some steak up in that thing. Oh. Glory to God. Amen. Folks, the same way now. They already know that come the 20th, 21st, 23rd, I'm going to be broke until the 1st. Already used to that. Already used to it. Why you tolerate that? You ought to fight it like a rattlesnake being in your house. You get a rattlesnake in your house, you ain't going to just go to sleep and say, well, we'll get the snake in the morning. Hey, you stay in there, ain't? I need to know where he at tonight. He got to go. Because he ain't going to just lay down on the floor. Those dogs can raise up and get on the bed with you. You wake up and he done bit you all in the face. You can't even move. You can't even holler. Can't even dial 911. That venom all in you. Goodness. You have to do something about it. Amen. Do something about it, saints of God. We've been blessed. And all spiritual blessings, we've been blessed. But you got to believe it. You got to confess it. And then you got to possess it, saints of God. Amen. Jesus didn't come back so that we could be broke. Just go to heaven broke. Amen. If heaven was just a goal, then everybody ought to just die when you get saved. But it's more than just going to heaven. What kind of record are we leaving here on earth? Amen. I heard somebody say, it was yesterday, and it was one of their parents or somebody's parents, some asked them a question, do you know who your great-great-granddaddy is? I said, no, I don't know who he is. Name or anything. He said, well, the reason you don't, because he didn't leave you anything. Yeah. Amen. Didn't have nothing to leave. And that's how we are. We die and don't leave nobody nothing. Like the temptation say, all they left us was alone. And then most of the time, we get left back here with a mess. Because people living like they ain't going to die. Right. And so they ain't got no insurance. And then everybody back here, now they feeling guilty. And you know, and you're putting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in the ground because you feel guilty. Man, please. Some people done got smart and said, well, we going to take them to somewhere else. Put him in the jar. I ain't trying to be funny. I know some of y'all got relatives in jail. I'm just saying, because people don't make a right. We just living for the moment. We don't think about nothing. I said years ago, and I still want to do this. When I go, I wanted to leave a deposit back here for not only my children, but my grandchildren. Amen. And their children. Amen. So they'll know that their grandpapa had a good God. Amen. And I want to serve his God because he left something for three generations. Amen. And hopefully my prayer is that they inspired him to leave something for the next generation. Because yes. We got to get out of this generational stuff where every generation started from scratch. That's why we so far behind. If folks got, you in a 100-yard race and they already got 90 yards on you. Wow. you ain't catching them. Well, unless you got some divine help.
Amen.
Amen. So it takes the word of God, saints of God. We got to get better than this.
Yes, yes.
Got to get better than this.
Yes.
That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. And then so everybody teach against the Holy Ghost, don't want to do it. Say, well, you know, I'm a so-and-so. You know, we don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Well, that's why, you know, that's why you're in the mess that you're in, because you don't believe in the Holy Ghost. And you cannot get a clear understanding of the word of God without the Holy Ghost. Amen. If the disciples needed the Holy Ghost, the man that wrote 3/4 of the Bible, Paul, needed the Holy Ghost. Don't you think you need him?
Amen.
Come on, saints. Look at somebody and say, come on. Amen. So without the Holy Ghost, saints of God, our life has no power in it. Now, we all right, but we don't have no power. See, the Holy Ghost is the power source. Amen. It's God's supernatural power on the inside of us that causes us to be to excel. And your mind started to change, and you started to say, wait a minute, I shouldn't be broke like this. I shouldn't be, you know, infirm like this. I shouldn't, you know, every time they go somewhere, I can't go, and I got, you know, I got to ask somebody to pay my way and all this kind of stuff. I shouldn't be running out of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to get to the point where you got to open your refrigerator and don't know what to get.
Amen. Amen.
That's how it is at my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody go to the house, they say, man, y'all got a stove? I said, no, I got a guard.
Ah.
Glory to God. Amen. You got one part, you go in there, you know, juices, sodas, water, whatever you want. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's God did that. They ain't bragging on me. Because
yeah.
I know somebody said, look at him with his shiny head self. He's just up there just bragging. I'm bragging on God.
Amen.
Amen. You better understand who did that. God did it. God did it. Put some in your refrigerator too. Brother ain't got to eat no mayonnaise sandwiches no more. Not unless I just want one now. It's been a while since I just ate just a mayonnaise sandwich. Glory to God. But if that's what I want, that's what I can eat.
Amen.
Amen. And I can get the French mayonnaise too. Glory to God. It's cause of the Holy Ghost. Cause of the Holy Ghost. Over 30 years ago, Cecilia and I, we went on this journey, seeking for the truth. I mean, we knew, say, it's got to be something better than this. We both educated, both got college degrees, both had good. I mean, we weren't broke. We just didn't have no surplus. I mean, you know, it was coming in, it was going out, coming in, going out. Wasn't in no debt bondage, but just didn't have no overflow.
Amen.
Amen. So it's got to be a better way. Got to be a better. There is a better way. It is the word of the living God. Get you out of any mess that you're in. Ain't no mess that God can't get you out of. I don't care how far your life done drifted. I don't care what you've been doing. Glory to God. And who you've been doing it with, God will forgive you. And I certainly will. I will not hold against nothing against anybody, because sin always takes us further than we want to go and keep it longer than you want to stay. Amen. That's why I get so happy when I see people free. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So it's important to speak in tongues. So it's just like when we speak in tongues, it's just like turning that faucet of the Holy Ghost on in our life. Amen. In other words, flow, Holy Ghost. You know, we're speaking and singing in tongues. It's important, saints. Amen. And then it calls that power of God to flow on the inside of me. And even though things could be rough, you know, even though, you know, I've got the second or the third job, you know, I realize that it's just a matter of time. Glory to God. Well, the power flowing in me. It's just a matter of time for this mess straight now. Amen. Why? Because the power of God is now flowing in me. Amen. We are intended to win all the time, not some of the time, but all the time. And we win it because of the word of God. It is life changing. It'll change every area of your life. Every area. Glory to God. Y'all in Corinthians yet? Amen. It's more than just speaking in tongues. It ain't just the tongues part. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's also the gifts of the Spirit. Can't have these gifts without the Holy Ghost. It's another prerequisite. You got to be saved to get the Holy Ghost. In order to flow in the gifts, you have to have the Holy Ghost. So there's, if you unsaved, you cannot flow in the gifts. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't flow in the gifts. You can be a Christian, go into heaven, but you won't flow in the gifts because you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you don't believe in speaking in tongues. But we've been going over word by word, line by line, precept by precept, what the word of God says, what God said. Now don't tell me what your denomination said. They just don't want to speak in it. All right. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's talking about these gifts. He says, this is the gifts of the Holy Ghost. For for the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. We'll get into what all these are later on. To another, the word of knowledge. To another, faith. This is special faith, not the kind of faith that you get saved with. This is the kind of faith that you call, Lazarus, come forth. Special faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts, plural, of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongue. Not our prayer language tongue, but the tongues that we use in public, where you would utter something in an unknown tongue, and then the gifts of interpretation will either you or somebody else will interpret what you said. So this is not just your regular prayer language when you got filled with the Holy Ghost. So, don't think that you got the gifts of the Spirit because you speak in tongues. That is a whole nother area. But then it says, to another, interpretation of tongues. But all these work at the one in the self-same Spirit. In other words, it's the same Holy Ghost that's working all of it, dividing to every man as he will. So it's up to the Holy Ghost whether you flow or not, whether we flow in the Holy Ghost at any service. And then your attitude will block the gifts from flowing, because if folks are coming in with negative attitudes, with that rebellion we talked about earlier, strife will mess it up. Anger will mess it up. Just straight up, I ain't changing my life. Kind of mess, especially in leadership, will mess it up. Holy Ghost say, Holy Ghost say, well, you know, if they want to live like that, then fine. Won't be no demonstrations of power up in here. Amen. So the reason we're not seeing miracles, glory to God, and great healings and great revival is because of us. When we get right, amen. Things will change. Amen. You know, we won't have to be begging you to take part in the outreach. You'll know that is that you've already been commanded by Jesus to go ye therefore. That is everybody's job. Amen. You already know that. But you could be rebellious as you want. You know, you miss out on the blessings of God. Miss out on the blessings of God because you got to have it your way. You have to surrender your life to God. Let God run your life. And then there are seven other gifts listed in Romans chapter 12. You say, well, I thought it was just eight. Well, let's find out whether that's true or not. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 12. There are other gifts too. I mean, that's it. Seven more gifts listed in Romans 12. I think one is a repeat. Amen. When y'all get there, say amen. Romans chapter 12. Goodness. I want to start with verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, acting right, you don't get no bonus points. Everybody ought to act right. Amen. I don't get no high five because I ain't sleeping around. I'm supposed to, and you too, not be sleeping around. The word of God says that's reasonable. In other words, that's elementary requirement that you act right. Now, my flesh is just like anybody else's flesh. It can get out of order in a nanosecond. If you don't check it. It will get out of order in a nano, and I have to check it now more than I had to check it before. A nanosecond. And then it says, don't be conformed or shaped like or act like this world, but be transformed. How am I going to be transformed, Father? By the renewing of my mind. Glory to God. When my mind is renewed by the word of God, then I'll start acting different. I'll start thinking different. I'll start believing different. I'll start expecting different when my mind is renewed. Glory to God. I know why folks ain't changed. Your mind ain't renewed. That's why you keep doing the same old stuff. Your mind is not renewed with the word of God. Because if it was, you would not do what you're still doing over and over and over. And we're not being healed like we should. And we're broke all the time. Cannot miss a paycheck. It'd be a national disaster if you didn't get paid. I ain't going to ask you to raise your hands. And you know I'm right. That's why people get mad. Boy, people get so mad. Boy, if y'all got as mad at the devil as you get mad at me, that'll change your life. That will change your life. I'm here trying to help you. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can prove what is the good and acceptable will of God. Don't you want to be proof that God's word is good, that God's word works? Don't you hear these testimonies, how they be changing, people's lives changing? Now, I grimace sometimes when people, I say, you know, I be saying it to myself, I say, ain't no testimony. You know, they get up and talk about how bad things are. That is not a testimony. You begging for something, but you ain't asking. You know what? In other words, you begging because you done put that out there for somebody can feel sorry for you. There ain't no testimony. Now, if I said, now let's have this begging time, then you get up and talk about how rough it is. Come on, saints of God. We try to be slick. You better get in God's plan. This slick as I told you with me. You sit and tell me all them things. And I said, oh, okay. And I look at, I said, Pastor got to go. And I'm getting in the car. I'm going down the street. Now, if you need something, you better ask. Amen. This hinting stuff don't work with me. I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I got to tell people that. It don't work. I'm just thinking that you're venting. Yeah, they just need somebody to talk. And I listen to you now. Oh, they just need somebody to talk to. Then I'm getting in the car and pulling off. Glory to God. You know how we do play these old Jedi mind games with people? I'm going to say this out there, maybe somebody going to be feeling sorry if I mean, you just give me something. No, you better, you know, let your request be made known. Ain't nothing wrong. If you got a need, let it be known. The answer is either yes or no. Amen. Goodness. Where did I leave off at? Verse 3? Verse 4. For we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office.
Amen.
Don't forget that. So we being many are one body in Christ. Verse 5. And every one members of another. Having then gifts. That's what I'm talking about. What he gives came from the Holy Ghost. Differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, number one, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. What other gifts? Ministry, amen. That's the Holy Ghost gift. Let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching. That's the third one. Or he that exhortation is a gift. Amen. The Holy Ghost ain't inspiring you to exhort somebody. I mean, the devil ain't inspiring you to exhort somebody. It's the Holy Ghost that's doing that.
Yeah.
He that giveth, that's a gift. Giving is a gift. God be trying to get more people to give, and you talk yourself out of it. Because, you know, we give based upon who we think the brokest people are. And God will do totally opposite. And have you give somebody that's got 20 times more than what you got. And you will back down because you say, well, they don't need nothing. Well, they don't need it. God, you know, you better, obey God and do what God told you to do. Whether you're trying to figure out, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, well, where the broke people at? Well, there is a time to do that if that's what God told you to do. Amen. Doesn't matter what folks got. If he said give, I'm giving. They can have 100 times more than I got. Because I know the devil ain't inspired me to give no money to no Christians. Glory to God. He that giveth, let him do so with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. And he that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. You count them up. 7 gifts. Mercy is a gift. Everybody ain't got mercy. Everybody ain't flowing in mercy. Amen. You want justice for everybody else. Your children mess up. Mercy. No, you didn't hit my child. Call the police. Police. Your child mess around and hit somebody. Well, no, they were just playing. Want mercy. Glory to God. Amen. So it's the Holy Ghost. We got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:14. We may end here. I don't want to keep you too long. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Man, I was there. Why did I move? Glory to God. Once again, there's more to being filled with the Holy Ghost than just talking in tongues. There's all these gifts involved. So what happens with tongues? Tongues really get the ball rolling in your life. It gets you to, you know, start rolling along with the plan of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Amen. See, why is it important that my spirit is praying? Because my spirit has the life of God in it. And that's what I want. I want the life of God operating in my life. And my understanding, it will, as the word of God is taught and preached in my life, and my eyes, my understanding becomes clearer and clearer, my mind changes. My understanding changes, but I want that. I want my spirit activated because that's where the life is in. God's life is in that third part of us, our spirit. All of us got the life of God on the inside of us. Every one of us, you can have nothing in your pocketbook but lint. The life of God is in your pocketbook. You can go to a grave with lint in your pocketbook, with the life of God in your spirit. And if you don't do anything about it, nothing will change, because God has done what he has supposed to do. It's time for us to do our part. Amen. Amen. See, the victory for us is when we start living from the spirit that's on the inside of us and not our flesh. And most of us, we living from the flesh. We ain't living from the spirit. You know, I give when I want to give. I go on vacation, so I'm using my tithe money to go on vacation. Amen. I'm gonna be gone for 5 weeks, and get back. You know, did you tithe? Well, no, man, I was gone. I wasn't here. Well, this is your home. Did you pay your rent when you was gone? Did you pay Duke? Did you pay Tico? Well, why we won't pay God? Well, you know, I wasn't there. Well, you wasn't there in the house, but you paid Duke. Yeah. See, we ought to, you know, oh, my goodness. 1 Samuel. Whew, where is that? 1 Samuel 15. No, that's not it. 1 Samuel 2. Yes, 1 Samuel 2. See, we're not honoring God. I ain't stealing God money to go on no vacation. Because I haven't stolen anything, I can go anywhere I want to go. I could fly to Paris tomorrow if I wanted to. I just don't want to go tomorrow. I might even want to go next week, but I don't want to go tomorrow. Glory to God. Remember one time I had, this has been 5-6 years ago, whatever. I had 4 consecutive surgeries on my leg. Each surgery required a month to recover because you had to get off your feet, stay off your feet. And as soon as you was ready to go, it was time for the next one. So, whoop, whoop, 4 in a row. Do you think I didn't tithe? I was out of work for 4 months. Did not miss a beat. Did not tithe checks coming in every 2 weeks. Why? Because I love God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, saints, I'm practicing what I ain't just talking this stuff. Amen. I'm trying hard to walk everything that I'm talking. So I ain't, it ain't do as I say, not as I do. I'm trying hard to do this. So victory, it's, the money's not going to come overnight, but if you start getting consistent with it, it's going to come. And you start, you got to start spiritually educating yourself. As a matter of fact, you need to be educated in a whole lot of areas. If you want to, on your job, you got to learn new skills. You want a job and you don't know how to use any of the Microsoft products, you ain't going very far. You can learn that free home. You go on a website called Lynda, LYNDA.com. It'll teach you how to, it's got free tutorials that'll teach you how to master anything in the Microsoft area. But we got to watch The Housewife of Tupelo and Chicago and Spain. We're watching all that stuff. You better learn. You better use your God given skills, talent to improve your skills so that your income can improve. Amen. Amen. You can do all of these things, but we want to spend all our time, watching our stuff on TV that ain't just entertainment. We just want to be we're like kids. We want to be entertained every day, all day. You know, kids, that's all they want to do, just be entertained. My little 4-year-old, I come home and it's I don't know why she be up at 9 o'clock. I'm walking in the door. And as soon as I get in the door, she hit me, talking about, let's play tag. I said, girl, I ain't even in the house yet. And then she'll take off running, you know. Oh, let's play hide and seek. Just want to be entertained all the time. Glory to God. And adults the same way, you know, except we just sitting down watching TV. Learn something. You can teach yourself anything. They got all these webs. You can teach yourself how to read. There's no excuse not to know how to read or know how to write. You can learn grammar skills. All this stuff, it is so easy now. All this stuff is free. I just go on the internet and do something with it. Same thing with the Word of God. We got all this stuff here, but we won't use it. My point that I was trying to make before I started meddling, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I indeed, that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, but be it far from me, for them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So if you honor God with your substance, with your talent, with your time, amen, it pays. You cannot do something for God and it don't pay off, saint to God. It works. You got to stay rooted and grounded somewhere where they're teaching you how to change your life. Amen. And people know that, and they won't do anything about it. Life can be changed if you stay under the Word. We have people in here under the Word long enough, ought to be 1,000 miles far from where they are, and they are about 1 inch from where they were when they first started. About 1 inch. The reason is because they won't do the Word of God. Sit and listen to it, but won't do it. Ain't nothing will not change until you change the way you think and then do something with the Word of God. It'll change your life. Change these teenagers. If it clicks, they understand this. This young lady here, she get this thing, she can have a house full of furniture. Amen. And a whole bunch of other things. Have stuff her parents would dreamed about having. She'll have it in her 20s if she do the Word. But the devil will try to, and I'm not saying it's going to be her, the devil will get them off track, you know, with some, yes, let me stop, with some foolishness. Don't let him do it. I'll put a big old stop right here. So I'll know where to start next Sunday. My goodness, I still got another half a page in the back and half on the front. Goodness. But it's time to stop. Amen. But this word, saints, it is so wonderful, so rich. And you can get it. Now, nothing wrong with upbeat preaching. That's just not my style. I'm primarily a teacher. But there's nothing wrong with it, you know. So I'm not against upbeat. I'm just saying, I want the word, however you, if we can wrap it and you'll get it, you know, let us know. We'll have Rashad preach once a month. However you want it. We'll serve it up any way you want it. We want you to get it. Amen. To change your life. I don't know. I'm sick and tired of you being sick and tired. I'd be more sick and tired of you being sick and tired than you are being sick and tired. Amen. It's just miserable to see your children suffer and don't have to suffer. Just brick-headed, or what grandma used to say. Boy, your head like a brick. It's just hard. But you just do the Word of God. Have trust in God. In other words, you got to be spirit-led. You can't be emotion-led. Too many of us emotion-led. Something happened, we just hollering like Jesus going to Las Vegas and ain't coming back for 3 weeks. You better be spirit. That's why you can't wait the Sunday. If all the time you speaking in the Holy Ghost is on Sunday, you done missed it. You got to do this every day. How many days you breathe? Well, that's how many days you need to speak in the Holy Ghost.
I
just don't understand. What is it that you don't understand about the tongue? Just text me and ask me to call, and I'll go back over it or something. But it's easy. Many of us didn't grow up doing it because our denomination didn't teach it. Now, is it right because our denomination didn't teach it? No, it's not right. But the Word teaches it. Amen. Glory to God. Let's do what God wants us to do to change your life. Have you start seeing? Man, we got saved. We just start seeing stuff different. Oh, that sure wasn't right. Amen. Your lifestyle just get crazy on you. You don't realize how crazy it is until you can see. You say, yikes, did I get that far? Yes. It'll take you just that far. Praise God. I'm telling you, I got myself blessed. I don't know if y'all did or not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Every head bowed, please.